There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
Chase William DeMace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason here in Nashville. Willie Donick in Columbus, Ohio. And it is time for Silly Underdog Picks. Presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket and Superbook Sports. Voted number one sportsbook in Vegas. Download their app today. Before we bring in our panel, we say hello to Willie D, who's in Columbus. What's up, Willie?
Greetings from the Buckeye State, Chase. Good to be here. It's a beautiful day up here. And I am ready to rock and roll here for underdogs.
Yeah, how's the weather?
Oh, it's just awesome. It's very sunny. It got pretty cold last night, got down into the 30s. I'd say right now, maybe high 40s, low 50s. No wind or anything. Just a great day to walk around.
Very, very good. All right, let's say hello to our panel, our esteemed panel. George Plaster, Kelly Holcomb, Chris Sanders.
Hey, bud.
All on the lines with it. Yeah, Chris, you kind of came in under the wire there, bud.
I know. I just got off in there lifting weights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I see how it is. Gents, how are we?
Good.
Kelly, are you in a good mood or
a
bad
Kelly,
mood?
Are you okay?
No, I'm good, man. I'm straight. I mean, it's just, hey, same nonsense every week. I mean, are we still doing this one?
We are. Why would we not? Why would we not?
I mean, I get you're happy there, big dog.
Look, it was a good week. And with that, let's just get right into it. I turn things over to the commissioner.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your commissioner speaking. Welcome in to Silly Underdogs 2022. Once again, I'm coming at you today from Columbus, Ohio, the home of the Buckeyes, OHIO, and of course the hallowed ground where once upon a time the one and only forever Titan Chris Sanders roamed these areas. He played at the Horseshoe, had so many great moments there, ran track, broke records held by Jesse Owens. So I truly feel privileged to be your commissioner today.
I love this guy. I love the commissioner.
I bet you do.
Let's check back on the activities that went down last week. First, our online contest winner, Greg Hoverson, got the championship. He hails from Franklin, Tennessee, picked up 33 points. Let's take a look at the online contest. Two games stood out from our listeners above the rest by far. 34% of the audience had Tennessee as one of their picks. And, of course, they came through big time, the Big Orange, which we'll get to. 30% took Kansas against Oklahoma. That was by far the second most popular pick. That separated from everybody else. It was a smattering all over the place from there. So now let's take a look at what the panel did. Chase McCabe, as he alluded to, had a good week, and he needed it. He needs points bad because everybody right now chasing Chris Sanders, who is going for his second championship. Chase took Tennessee, a 7-point home dog against Bama. And we know the story. 52-49, Big Orange, the field goal on the last play of the game after Bama had missed the field goal seconds before. And it looked like the game was going to overtime. So, Chase, let's just try to do a quick flashback, 30 seconds, your observation of the field goal and the win.
I knew it was going in the whole time. The knuckleball, and, you know, I just saw that silly underdog win in my head. And wish I could have been there to celebrate with the people, because I think they would have been very excited for me knowing that I had won in this competition.
So if you would have gotten a piece of the goalpost, you would have written down there, underdog win. It would not have been like a great win over Alabama, first win since 06 or whatever. It would have said underdog victory, 7 points.
Yeah, it would have said underdog win. Now, I wish I had gotten it at what the line ended up closing at, which was about 9, but I'll take the 7.5.
You will.
Or 7.
Kelly, 7, yes. Official Superbook Sports. Kelly Holcomb had the second pick. He selected Penn State, which I thought was a good pick. 7-point dog at Michigan. And Penn State had two quick touchdowns in the first half that had them up 14-13. They had a tip ball that they picked off and took back to the house. And from there, things didn't go so well. Michigan just ran all over the Nittany Lions, who came in with a really good run defense. The stats changed a little bit after the day at the Big House. And Michigan stays undefeated. 41-17 was the final.
I watched it for about 5 minutes, and I could see that Michigan was running all over them, and Penn State didn't act like they wanted anymore. I saw a replay where it was 14-13. I'm like, maybe we got a chance, and then nah. Terrible. So let's move on.
Okay, we will. George Plaster had the third pick. He went to the ACC and selected Duke, the Blue Devils, a 7-point dog playing their arch rival North Carolina. And Duke had the lead in the final minute of the game. It was a back-and-forth contest. So, George, you're right in there, but the Tar Heels score. Mack Brown and the Tar Heels score with 16 seconds left to win at 38-35. Plaz, your reaction?
Bitter.
Yeah. Good way to put it.
I mean, I think I had a good pick, and it just didn't work out, which is one of the things about this competition. You can do good and get screwed.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think it was a good pick.
A pick that made sense, but fell just short with a last-second win. That brings us to Derek Mason and his pick. Mm-hmm. The site, Dallas, Texas. Navy visiting the Mustangs of SMU as a 12.5-point dog on the road. Navy jumped out to a 14-13 lead early in the third quarter, and then SMU opened up the Pony Express, and they went wild. You'll be happy to know, Derek, that I was at a...
Is Eric Dickerson there?
Eric Dickerson and Chris Kane for SMU. I did watch the game. They had the game on at the sports bar in Dallas where I was down there. A lot of people watching. And SMU, they jumped out to a lead. Navy then came back. You wouldn't think Navy with their offense would be capable of coming back, but they did come back and get to within 40-34. Had a puncher's chance. So they got coverage, but no points for a cover and underdogs, D-Mace.
Yeah, I know. Man. Well, I live to play again. That's all.
And that brings
I'm optimistic.
Ivan Jasper performing at the highest level.
At the highest level. He is really amazing as a coordinator for Navy. Ivan Jasper. All right. Chris Sanders, right now the leader in the competition, had back-to-back picks. His college pick, UL Monroe. Now, the controversy on this pick, the controversy in this pick was that when Chris made the pick, he thought that South Alabama was the underdog playing at home, when in fact, the South Alabama Jaguars were a 17-point favorite. So he was just a little bit off. So he said, what the heck? We'll take the Warhawks of UL Monroe. So what happened in the game? Well, Monroe leads at the half.
Yeah, come on.
They're down 7 with 5 minutes to go. So Monroe almost pulled it off. They lose 41-34. They covered easily. So once again, Chris was sniffing around at a 17-20-point dog, which he is known to do.
Man, that's just a part of my strategy.
Strategy.
Yeah,
that's the strategy. It's not one.
That's it.
Oh, man.
Kelly Holcomb was particularly bitter at the pick, just complaining big time on the text line throughout the weekend. He didn't know who the favorite was, and yet he has a commanding lead in the standings.
Well, that's what we're dealing with in this competition. There's no rhyme or reason, and he almost won that game.
Had he won that game, I think Kelly would have left.
Kelly wouldn't have answered the phone. Kelly wouldn't have answered the phone.
And then Chris had the first pick of the game?
You know he didn't watch the game.
That's a true statement.
He waits on Willie's text.
Exactly.
In my mind, I'm like, they have no chance, but I was giving them all.
But you know, I'll tell you what, though.
Division One game that was not on TV.
It would have been hard to find that game, in fairness to Chris. But, definitely. Of course, here comes the text line on Sunday, mid-afternoon. Hello, is it me you're looking for? Because
absolutely.
Chris took Steelers, an 8-point home dog against the Buccaneers, and they got the big 2-point stop. They stopped the Bucs in the red zone all day long, and Chris picks up 8 more points.
Wow. It feels good to win. Feels real good. Thanks.
Yeah, whatever.
It just seemed to depress the entire panel as I announced that pick, because it extends the lead a little bit more. D-Mace took the Cowboys, 6.5 point dogs. The Eagles. Cowboys, a good second half run to get close, but the Eagles closed it out to stay undefeated 26-17. So the Cooper Rush train hit a halt.
Yeah, train came off the tracks.
And it looks like it's over. Dak's going to play.
He did a nice job, though, while he was in there. Plaz took KC, 2.5 point dogs against the Bills at Arrowhead. It went down to the final minutes. Bills got the big touchdown drive, and then Patrick Mahomes intercepted on the final drive trying to come back. So a lot of drama, good game, but Plaz comes up short.
Seems like sort of a pattern, doesn't it?
Yeah. Your teams just didn't get it done in the final couple minutes. They both had a great chance.
Hey, Kelly Holcomb, this question. Do we think in that Tampa-Pittsburgh game, did Giselle watch it?
I'm going to say probably not.
Probably not. Well, she could have, because the boys probably watched it. So she heard it.
Yeah, I don't know. Say probably not.
Yeah, there you go.
Seems like a lot swirling around there.
A lot of swirls. That of Tampa.
A lot of swirls and a lot of squirrels.
Kelly Holcomb came back. He took Marcus Mariota, Arthur Smith, and the Atlanta Falcons, 5-point home dogs against the 49ers. Not only did they win, they won impressively, decisively, led throughout the second half. Mariota, the player of the week on offense in the NFL, or NFC at least, 13 for 14, also ran the ball effectively. So a nice 5-pointer for Kelly.
Congrats, Kelly.
Hey, thanks, nice. Man. Dirty birds,
baby.
Let's go.
Man, let's have a party. Party on Broadway.
Easy, D-Mace. We don't need all that, dude. Yeah. We don't need all
that. Kelly on Sunday after the game was over was still bitter, even though he won. I just cannot please this guy.
Hey, Kelly, man, it's just little wins, man. You know that.
Because nobody wants you on the text. Everybody else does. I don't. Get out of it. You have nothing to do with it.
Oh, my God. I was supporting all the constituents. I was congratulating everybody on the wins.
Nobody needs your little tidbits, your little commissioner tidbits. We don't want it.
Jason had the final pick. He took the G-Men. The Giants are now 5-1, as some people like to call them, the worst 5-1 team in the league. But, hey, they're sitting right there. They steal the game late against the Ravens, 24-20, a big turnover late by Baltimore. And the G-Men win it at the Meadowlands. 5.5 points for Chase. He wins both games. So Chase vaults up into third place with the win. So the standings after 7 weeks. Chris Sanders with the win by the Steelers, 7-6. 83 points. Unbelievable. Derek Mason, 5-8. 52 points. No slouch at all. He's got some good wins. Having a good season, but he's 31 back. Or, yes, 31 back. Chase McCabe, 5-8 now, but only 31 points, but still steadily in third. And then we have Kelly and Plaz tied for fourth at 22 points each with 4 wins.
Look out.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's great.
So you guys can commiserate during the break. When we come back, Kelly will have the first pick, and Plaz will have the second pick. So it's Week 8, Silly Underdogs 2022, brought to you by Volunteer Hose and Gasket and Superbook Sports. Stay tuned. On the other side, we'll have the picks from Columbus.
Chase Willie and D-Mace, 1025-1063, the game. Silly Underdog Picks, presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket and Superbook Sports, voted number one sportsbook in Vegas. Download their app today. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason here. Willie Donick in Columbus, Ohio. George Plaster, Kelly Holcomb, Chris Sanders, our panel, and I turn things back over to the commish.
All right, gentlemen, it is time to make the picks for week number 8. I'm up here for the Predators and the Blue Jackets coming up tonight at 6, and leading off the picks, Kelly Holcomb.
We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
I love putting that skull in my mouth, little pinch between my cheek and gum.
I didn't even hear what that dude says. Just listening to his voice, I mean, it's ridiculous. He sounds like the Beverly Hillbillies. I'm kind of torn between two, but at this point, it really doesn't matter. I'm for you, Derek. Please catch up with this dude, okay? We're not back here trying to get y'all scraps. I'm going to say the Liberty Flames beat the BYU Cougars.
That's a good pick.
Good pick.
The Liberty Flames taking on BYU, and they're taking on BYU in Lynchburg. So Liberty, a 7-point home dog, Saturday afternoon on ESPNU. BYU coming in at 4-3. Interesting matchup there.
Yeah, I like that. And I do confirm the 7.
I know somebody's going to pick the other game that I chose, Oklahoma State. I know somebody's going to get that. But Liberty, I'm going to go with Liberty.
All right, Liberty it is. All right. Right now he's tied with Kelly, 22 points each, in the cellar, looking to move up. Mr. George Plasta.
Hey, Willie.
Yes, George.
Here's a game you might not have talked about this week, but I'm sure Chris has it on his list. St. Francis of Pennsylvania will play host to something called Stonehill.
Stonehill.
You better Stonehill. Pick it, George. You better pick it.
That's right. Stonehill is that like... is a 17.5-point underdog.
So a lot of people think that St. Francis will take the Stonehill. They'll take the hill.
They'll stone the hill.
Or get stoned on the hill.
That too.
Let me ask, when they get together on Sunday night to do the lines, and, you know, they've just gotten through the Boise State Air Force game, and somebody brings up Stonehill against whoever it was I said they're playing.
Yeah, St. Francis.
Anybody in that room knows how to set that line.
Well, George, I think that the people that have to set the lines, that's kind of along the same line of the jobs that you gave Willie early on in his career. We call that paying your dues. So that's what somebody has to do.
Stonehill. Okay.
Is that your pick? Willie, are you taking St. Francis or Stonehill?
No, I'm not. No, okay. I wanted to make sure that Chris knew that game was available.
Yes.
On the Stonehill Megaphone Network. Willie, I'm going with Vandy. Let me tell you why. Because Missouri sucks.
Yeah, they're not a good team.
They're not.
Now, that's not to say that Vandy's been anything to write home about. They have given up 162 points in the last 3 weeks.
Yep. The old saying, hang half a hundred. Vanderbilt has had a half a hundred hung on them for 3 straight weeks against some pretty good teams, though. So Vanderbilt is a 14-point dog on the road at Missouri, two winless teams in the league. Vanderbilt 3-4 overall, Missouri 2-4. But somebody's going to win their first SEC game here. So why not the Doors? That brings
Does
us to D-Mace.
Think that game works?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think Vandy's going to get an SEC win somewhere. And it could be this week.
It could be this week.
Maybe it's Stonehill.
It could be.
Well, that brings us to Derek Mason, currently in second place, maybe the only guy with a shot to catch Chris Sanders at this point in the season, but he needs points, so let's see what he's got up his sleeve.
Go, Grease Lightning, 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 go, Grease Lightning.
I'm so happy for you. You're the only one that has a chance.
All right. Man, I really thought about Notre Dame and UNLV. Thought about that. Gosh. But I'm going to go with a game, a more known game, so Plaz won't get on me. Or Kelly. I'm taking Syracuse.
Ooh, I like it.
I'm taking Syracuse over Clemson. Syracuse defense is really good. Really good.
There's groaning. I don't know if you heard. There was groaning there.
And that's the one you wanted.
It had a start.
Syracuse at 6-0 in the season and ranked 14th is a 13.5-point dog at Clemson. They have given Clemson some problems over the years. Let's see what they've got coming up at Memorial Stadium on Saturday. That's a noon game on ABC. I should say 11 a.m. game. So that would really throw a monkey wrench into Clemson's chances. It might end their chances if Syracuse could pull the upset. All right. Orange versus orange there. Now we go to Chris Sanders, currently the leader.
No.
All right, man. I was a little nervous because I really thought somebody was going to pick this game. I thought Mace or Plaster or Kelly was going to pick it, but I was a little nervous. I'm going with New Mexico State over San Jose State.
Oh, wow. Hell.
That's my pick, mate. That's my strategy.
Nobody was going to pick it.
Yeah, Chris,
I
don't worry about it.
For a second, man, because I was like, man, Kelly might pick it. But I got
don't worry. If we did this. If we did this day, right now, three times in a row, I don't think nobody would pick that game. Nobody.
I was nervous, man. I was a little nervous.
Goodness. And he might win.
Okay. New Mexico State, the Aggies, will be playing at home.
See?
In front of a huge crowd at Aggie Memorial Stadium in Las Cruces, New Mexico, as a 21.5-point dog against San Jose State, who are actually having a pretty good year.
They play in the Area 51.
Is that near Area?
I don't know.
Is near Area 51?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Exactly.
We're not allowed to.
That is a fair point, Chase. Fair point. We don't exactly. We can speculate.
Yes.
And here is what it says on the website I'm looking at as where that game can be found. You guys tell me if you know what this is. FLOF. What is that?
Flaw.
Take a look. It says the game is on Flaw. F-L-O-F. What is that?
George, has Flaw contacted you about doing a game?
Well, let me say this. Years ago, when I started my play-by-play career, I was doing Western Kentucky games, and they had a station called W43AG. I don't know if the thing exists or not, but I think it's affiliated to that
thing.
By the way,
all right, if anybody can find that game.
If you would like to purchase the entire upper deck at that stadium, it's available.
Aggie Memorial Stadium.
Oh, man.
All right, Chase McCabe is up next. He has two picks.
Behold the king. The King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
All right. First, for the college picks, I'm tempted to go for a big one, but I'm not going to do it. So I'm just going to stick with my strategy. George, the Blue Devils didn't work out for you last week, but they're going to work for me this week. Give me Duke plus the 9 on the road at Miami.
Duke at 4-3 coming off the bitter loss to their rival, North Carolina. They were right in it, 16 seconds away. They're 4-3 and heading down to Hard Rock Stadium to take on the Hurricanes, who are 3-3 on the year.
And you can buy the lower deck for that game.
And then in the National Football League, You know, I'm gonna go with the red hot Arthur Smith Marcus Mariota combination. Give me the Falcons plus 6.5 against Cincy.
The Falcons are a 6.5-point dog in Cincy. The Bengals pulled it out last week in New Orleans to hang in there, but that's about all the Bengals are doing. They're not looking like a powerhouse at all. So this is an intriguing matchup. Atlanta at 3-3, a lot better than people thought. All right, that brings us to Chris Sanders for his pro pick.
I'm going to the Steelers over the Dolphins.
Dang it!
Gosh. Steve, the Dolphins look bad right now.
Tua's supposed to be back, but will he be the same?
83 plus 7.
That is what we... That's
he's
what
over there adding up points.
He wants to get to 100.
Man.
The Steelers are a 7-point dog on the road with Mitch Trubisky at the helm. Remember, he had to come in the win over the Buccaneers. And the Dolphins, it looks like they will have Tua back in there. So, very interesting matchup there. Steelers-Dolphins. That moves us to Derek Mason for his pick.
Boy. Give me the Texans.
I knew you were going to do that.
Over the Raiders.
The plus seven. Texans are a 7-point dog in Vegas at Allegiant Stadium in Paradise, Nevada. Is that just like 1 inch outside of Las Vegas? Like, where is
the
Paradise?
The strip is Paradise. Downtown is Las Vegas.
Okay. Thanks for the lingo there.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. I should have known that. The Texans on Derek's agenda there. That brings us to Plaz.
Willie, in honor of Daniel Snyder, who has been such a positive role model for the league, I'm going to take the dead skin.
So you believe that it will be an upgrade without Mr. Wentz in the lineup?
That, too, is also possible. I also think that this may be Daniel's final game as their owner.
Very well could be.
You think the walls are closing in?
Look, when Ursay comes out and bags you, I mean, you talk about the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much so.
The Commanders plus 4.5 on Superbook, Willie.
Oh, okay. So a 4.5 point for the Commanders at home against the Pack, coming off of a couple of puzzling losses to the New York teams. They lost to the Giants and then the Jets. All right, final Hales pick of the week, Kelly Holcomb.
Give me the bad 5-1 to G-Men. Give me New York, the Giants.
The worst 5-1 team in America, the New York Giants, a 3-point dog in Jacksonville. Very interesting game. Of course, the Jags at 2-4, who have somehow lost to the Commanders and the Texans, but they can look pretty good at times. 3 points is what I have, Chase. Is that what you have?
Yep.
All right. So those are the picks. We've got them. Let's do a quick review. Going to the college ranks, week 8, Kelly Holcomb selects Liberty, a 7-point dog at home against BYU. Liberty, 6-1 on the season as the dog. Plaz goes with his alma mater, the Vanderbilt Commodores, looking for their first conference win under Clark Lee, a 14-point dog on the road at Missouri, also looking for their first conference win of this season. Derek Mason takes undefeated and 14th-ranked Syracuse, a 13.5-point dog on the road at undefeated Clemson, a key matchup in the ACC, Battle of the Orange. Chris Sanders, far and away, the leader in the competition, goes out west and selects one of the marquee games on the slate this weekend. New Mexico State, a 21.5-point dog, playing at home against San Jose State out of the Mountain West. Then Chase McCabe selects the Duke Blue Devils, a 9-point dog out of the ACC as they travel down south to take on the Miami Hurricanes. Then Chase comes back in the pros and takes the upstart. Atlanta Falcons playing some good ball right now. 6.5-point dogs on the road in Cincinnati against the Bengals. Then it is Chris Sanders going with, for a second straight week, the Pittsburgh Steelers. A 7-point dog taking on the Miami Dolphins, who are expected to get Tua back. Steelers coming off the big upset of the Bucks. Then D-Mace goes with the Texans, a 7-point dog in Vegas against the Raiders. Intriguing matchup there. And George Plaster comes back with the Commanders of Washington. No Carson Wentz. They're playing at home as a 4.5-point dog against the Packers. Could the Packers possibly lose to the Giants, Jets, and Commanders in consecutive weeks? We shall see. And finally, Kelly Holcomb takes the Giants, 5-1 on the season, 3-point dogs, taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars down in the Sunshine State. Remember, you can play with us by going to our website, thegamenashville.com. Make your three picks on Saturday morning and have some fun with us playing silly underdog picks presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket and Superbook Sports. Those are our picks for week number 8. Gentlemen, good luck.
Yeah, whatever. Go sit.
Yeah, whatever, Willie.
Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
All right, guys. Thank you, guys.
All right, there you go. George Plaster, Chris Sanders, Kelly Holcomb, all joining us. Derek Mason here and Willie Donick, the commissioner. Coming up next, Willie caught up with Colton Sissons earlier today. You'll hear that conversation before their game tonight against Columbus. It's Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 the game. But first, Willie, if you're still there, you have a word about Loan Pronto.
All right, let's talk Loan Pronto. These guys are freeing up money from your home's equity so you can put it to use in a good way for you. It might be a home improvement project. It might be to pay off some bills, whatever they might be. It could be some high interest rate credit cards. All of those things are possible. Whatever the need is, one of the things that they recommend, and that's what we have done at our house here recently, is the HELOC. That's they call it the unlocking your home's equity very easily. And they can even, in most cases, waive the appraisal fee. So it's a great way to go. So take a look at what Loan Pronto has to offer there, because they can get you cash to use quickly before the holidays. In fact, the whole process can be done in 10 to 14 days, and you can get $50,000 or more depending on your home's equity. So you don't have to do a full home refi. You can tap a small portion of the equity you have and enjoy a super low rate because of it. So call Loan Pronto and do it now before the holidays, 615-499-5780. That's 615-499-5780, or go to loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 166-1781, subject to lender approval.
Join Big Joe Dubin and Elijah Campbell tomorrow for the Apple Collision Center's Game Blitz, presented by National Playmakers Academy, from 6 to midnight. They'll preview the big games and then take you through the night of high school football around the mid-state. It's the Apple Collision Center's Game Blitz, presented by National Playmakers Academy, on 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chase, Willie, D-Mace back here with you, Willie in Columbus. And earlier today, he had a chance to catch up with Predators forward Colton Sissons.
Here with Colton Sissons as we get ready for the Predators and the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight. And Colton, it looked like the game was on Tuesday. You guys started to get the speed back, some of the quickness that you guys maybe were lacking as you came back from Prague, but just couldn't quite close it out there.
Yeah, I think we definitely felt better as a whole. Felt a lot faster, a lot sharper. Obviously, we just shot ourselves in the foot. We beat ourselves, which is super frustrating and it hurts, but big lesson to learn early in the season.
Yeah, I'm sure that makes you a little bit more determined tonight to get back at it. It looks like now the schedule is such that you start getting back into that routine, that Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and hopefully that can help get you guys in the groove.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a pretty manageable schedule early on this season. We haven't been slammed too hard with too many back-to-backs and crazy travel, so we got to take advantage while we should be pretty fresh and ready to go every night at puck drop.
Right, you and your line mates, it looked like you guys took another step forward the other night when the game was 5-on-5. You broke through for the goal there, but started to use that identity that you guys are like to set the tone with.
Yeah, you know, I've liked their last several games. We haven't got rewarded on the score sheet, but you know, we've been doing our thing and having impacts on games, so it's nice to get Jeter one and relieve some of that offensive pressure that we were feeling a little bit, and hopefully we can continue that tonight.
You've got the Blue Jackets, and of course you don't see them too often, but You know, they made the big change in the offseason. They got the big signing of Johnny Gaudreau, and they've got that young core.
Yep.
So they're pretty hungry, and they got their first win the other night, so they should be pretty locked in.
Yeah, no, they got some weapons over there. Guys like Gaudreau and that young kid Johnson up front, they can make plays and special players. So we're definitely aware of some of their younger guys. They're some of their top guys. And, yeah, they had a big win, a comeback win, I think, against Vancouver. So they obviously can win hockey games against good teams, and we're going to be prepared.
You mentioned a special player like Gaudreau. When you're out there against a guy like him, I want to just to maybe emphasize a couple of things when he's so unique, some of the things you have to think about when you're up against him.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those guys where you can't just go guns a-blazing at him. You got to play under control, keep him in front of you, because he's very shifty, he's very dynamic that way. So if you can keep him in front of you and stay on that defensive side of him, that's gonna be certainly helpful and definitely a team effort while he's on the ice. We got to have layers.
And here in Columbus, the one thing I always know, you got to be aware for the cannon right before the game goes off. It gets me every time, though.
Yeah, thanks for the reminder. I hadn't even thought about that yet, so I'll be ready, hopefully.
Colton, thanks for the time. Good luck tonight.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Colton Sissons with Willie Donick there in the locker room in Columbus. Again, pregame at 5, puck drop at 6 o'clock tonight here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. We'll get Willie's thoughts on the game tonight. We'll look at the lineups as well. I know there's been a couple changes. We'll discuss that coming up next. But first, Willie, tell us about QC Kinetics.
QC Kinetics, good chat there with Colton Sissons. So we'll talk more Preds on the other side. QC Kinetics, as we've been telling you, they've been helping a lot of people get moving, stay active. I got a chance to play a little pickleball yesterday. That was good. I felt pretty active, but I know a lot of people that get some joint pain, it can hinder you, and you don't have the opportunity to do what you love to do. But QC Kinetics is helping people change that with their breakthrough technology, the regenerative medicine. Their clinic is now tripled in size, so they have more access to all of you listening in our listening area. Nashville, Clarksville, and Murfreesboro all have clinics now. So if you've got the pain in your knees, hips, shoulder, or back, and you can't shake it, this might be for you. The traditional methods haven't worked for you for treatment, so try the regenerative medicine. They use natural biologics, healing agents from your own body to restore and repair that damaged joint tissue. This has been available to professional athletes for a long time. Now it's available to everybody. You can get your appointment. It's a free consultation. Set it up for next week. QC Kinetics in Nashville, Clarksville, and Murfreesboro. 615-249-4024. That's 615-249-4024.
This is like video game music. What do we got here? Chase, Willie, and D. Mace. 1025, 1063 The Game. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason, Willie Donick in Columbus, Ohio. Here on this Thursday, Nick Kieser, intern Connor behind the glass as well. Willie, you were at Morning Skate earlier today. Predators taking on Columbus later tonight. Pregame at 5, puck drop at 6 here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. What kind of lineup changes do you think we will see tonight, or are we seeing any?
Yeah, it looks like a couple subtle line changes for the Predators. They will go with Kiefer Sherwood in the lineup tonight. He was born and raised in Columbus. You don't see a whole lot of players coming out of the great state of Ohio, but there are a few, and a couple of them are in this game. Jack Roslovic is another member of the Columbus program, their AAA program. They produce Roslovic and Kiefer Sherwood. In fact, those two plus another player for the Blue Jackets, Sean Corrali, all played collegiately together at Miami of Ohio. So this is a big thrill for Kiefer Sherwood, who was a big story out of training camp, and then he had that great first game against the Sharks, a goal and an assist, and he really hasn't done much since then. He's been scratched the last couple of games, so I'm curious to see what he looks like tonight. And it looks like Mark Borowiecki will be back in there as well on the third D pair.
Okay, so the Burrow cop back in there, added in a little grit. What do you make of this new-look Columbus team? Obviously, the surprise that shocked the hockey world, adding Johnny Gaudreau, Johnny Hockey, to the mix. It looked like he was going to, you know, leave Calgary but go elsewhere. Ends up going with Columbus. So what's kind of your thought of this new-look Blue Jackets team?
Well, Johnny Gaudreau helps a lot. There's no question about it. They've got to focus on him. It was unfortunate for the Blue Jackets in the first game. The guy that was probably going to benefit more than any other player on the Blue Jackets, Patrick Laine, got hurt. So he's out right now. But the idea was Gaudreau is the playmaker. You know, he's that shifty, creative skater. You heard Colton Sissons talking about that in the last segment. That I like how he put it. He said, if you go at him guns a-blazing, he's just going to go right by you. So you have to control and try to contain him. But he's a great passer. And, of course, Patrick Laine is a great shooter, but he's not available. So it's, right now it's Gus Nyquist that looks like he's going to get the call on the first line with Gaudreau and Boone Jenner. But there's a couple other things going on with the Blue Jackets. Number one, they've got a lot of young players that they're trying to build around. They've got Kent Johnson. They've got a couple other guys that they really like. And so they're trying to surround them with some toughness. And that brings me to the second part. Who did they sign in the offseason? A couple of former Nashville Predators who bring some toughness to the table. So Matthew Olivier looks like he'll be dressing tonight. And Eric Goodbranson. So two big, tough guys who know the Predators very, very well. So that is something to watch tonight. Do we see some physicality, shall we say, between those two sides? Because we know Olivier, the Biloxi Bull, he can bring it.
He's the original herdsman.
He is the original herdsman, no question about it.
Yeah, so that will be an interesting matchup for sure. This is an important one. I don't know what the mood of the team. You know, Colton Sissons, you could hear the disappointment of what happened the other night, but it's still early in the season. But I think this is one you need to have to just try and get your head right, you know, as you come back home against a really tough Philly team on Saturday.
Yeah, they had a big team meeting yesterday. We were talking to John Hines about that this morning. They went through the stretch run of the game, and you heard Colton Sissons refer to it. He said, we beat ourselves. You know, they thought they had the effort. They thought they had the jump, the quickness, the physicality, but they just didn't manage the game very well. Down the stretch, they made some poor decisions, and then, of course, the penalties were the killer. So they went back through all of the penalties. They discussed it. And it's a painful reminder because, remember, this was the most penalized team in the league last year. And John Hines said it again. He goes, I don't mind the penalties of aggression, right? A fight, a major penalty. You know, if you, like you heard Hal Gill tell us yesterday, he said, you know, if you get called for boarding because you hit a guy a little too hard, you can deal with that a little bit if you're trying to be that type of team. But what's killing them is the lazy stick penalties, right? You're not moving your feet. You reach with the stick. You know, it is too, Mace, like in football. If you reach and you grab and you're not moving your feet, you're going to get called for pass interference or holding. In basketball, if you're hand checking, you're not moving your feet, you reach, you get called for fouls. It's the same thing in hockey, and it's put them behind the eight ball. And so that was a huge emphasis yesterday as they prepared for this game.
And do you think some of that has to do, because you and I, when you were here yesterday, I think you and I were going over some analytics in regards to like scoring chances and whatnot. And in that third period, it just seemed like the Kings had more shots on goal than the Predators, or opportunities to score than the Predators. Do you think that kind of go hand in hand with, you know, taking unnecessary penalties, being, you know, not being on an advantage on the offensive side of the ball? I mean, offensive side of the puck. I said ball. Offensive side of the puck. Do you have that? Do you think that has something to do with it?
Oh, no question about it. They took some penalties that you just can't take. And on top of that, it was some of the decisions that led to the penalties. You know, some things that you did with the puck that put a guy in a tough spot, and all of a sudden a guy commits a penalty. But it did lead, as you were saying, Derek, huge shot advantage for the Kings in the third period. I think it was 15-3, and the scoring chances were even more pronounced. And a lot of those came on the Kings' power plays that they had. And even though Nashville only allowed the one power play goal, it was the momentum. You know, even if you don't score on the power play, if you're putting pressure on, and you're sort of wearing down the opposition, then it can a lot of times change the momentum. And that's what happened. The Kings got the goals at even strength. But because they spent so much time on the power play, I think it took the rhythm away. It put the Predators on the defensive. and the Kings just took the game to them. So they're trying to learn from it. Remember, last year's team started 1-4, so they they're 2-2-1. It's not the end of the world, but like you were saying, Chase, you want to try to fop the bleeding. You don't want this to fester. You need to have a good effort here tonight and see what happens. You know, this Columbus team was winless. They were feeling a lot of pressure, and they found themselves down a pair of goals to Vancouver two nights ago. They're looking at 0-4 right in the face, and they came back and won. So they're coming in on a little bit of a high.
Coming up next, Elliot Friedman from Sportsnet Hockey Night in Canada. A lot to discuss with him. We'll do that coming up here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. But first, Willie, you got a word on Lee Company.
All right. Lee Company, big sponsor of our coverage, which starts tonight at 5 o'clock. Max Hurst will be on the mic. And then, of course, Pete Weber, Hal Gill on the call. Lee Company is a sponsor of our pregame show. And they're a big sponsor of Nashville Predator Hockey. If you are coming to Smashville, you'll see the Lee Company display on Saturday when they take on the Flyers. That's the next home game. Lee Company also has a lot of great services for you. As we've been saying all week, weather's getting a little bit colder. Make sure your heating unit is working efficiently. Lee Company can help you with that. 615-567-1000. That's 615-567-1000. Or go to leecompany.com. Make an online appointment if you like. You've got general maintenance as well, home and at work. You got a problem that needs fixing before the week's over? Let's get on that thing. And it'll take very little time. They'll get out and they'll solve the problem for you, whether you're at home or at work. 615-567-1000 for Lee Company. Lee Company, let their decades of expertise go to work for you.